definitely human.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This place is so beautiful.
Well, I wanted our last day together to be special.
Oh, and you bought a picnic basket and everything. That's so lame.
I think you mean romantic.
You were right, though. It's nice to be away from the city.
Maybe we work too hard. I'm gonna miss this, you know.
I know. Me too. But I think this Mars assignment is important. And once I'm back, we'll have the security to settle down. Maybe even start a...
Hob! Hob!
Oh, sorry to wake you. Were you dreaming about us?
No. I mean, I don't remember.
Listen, Hob, we've been seeing each other for over a month now, and I'm thinking, well... maybe it might be time to change our status from having fun to it's serious.
Maybe. But, the Mars Corp terms and conditions state we can't...
Oh, but there must be a way! If our feelings for each other are true!
Eric, I don't think now is the time for this conversation.
Yo! Hob Tropical! Catching some Z's on the company time? You crazy slacker! I can dig it!
Fuck off, Baxter.
Good one. BT Dubs... we'll be arriving at Site B in 10.
Better suit up.
All right, let's go over this one more time. Our targets are Alberic, Baines and Clay, former heads of the Resources Department. According to Martin, they've got some kind of unauthorized mining operation at Site B, which is where they're supposed to be now, although images taken by our drones seem to suggest Site B is a ghost town.
A ghost town?
Which is a figure of speech that means the place is abandoned. The site is still under construction, which will make it difficult to navigate and probably a little dangerous, which is why Damage Control Specialist Eric Lyon and Chief Medical Officer Joe Gray are here.
Hello.
Great to be here, guys.
There is some good news. The key systems appear to be operational, so if we can get to the control room, our chief engineer, Tom Dalling, could probably get all systems online.
You're welcome.
Obviously, we don't really know what to expect at Site B or what resources are up to there, so Head of Science Simon Badcock has kindly insisted on accompanying us.
I'm just doing my part, although seeing as how I graciously volunteered for the mission, I don't know why you still felt it was necessary to bring David too.
I'm just along for the ride. Happy to help out where I can.
Also, Dave Price is joining us. Given his recent stupid dealings with resources, he has some insight into how they operate.
You need someone who thinks like the enemy.
How can we be sure you're not the enemy?
Good one.
Oh, and on the insistence of Martin, Baxter is coming too.
I'm representing the boss man!
Remember, you're all special, you're all needed, you're all an integral part of the team. Not Baxter, though. Baxter is worthless. Alberic, Baines and Clay, in spite of their idiocy, are very dangerous. When we find them, we'll pacify them using these peace sticks.
Ooh.
We're facing a lot of unknowns here, but we outnumber them 8-3, and if we stick together and work as a team, we'll bring them in. That means no reckless behaviour, no falling out, and no splitting up. Right, is everyone ready?
Hob! Hob, listen, I don't mean to alarm you, but... there's something you need to know.
Jim, what is it?
I forgot the sandwiches. Should we go back?
Oh.
Oscorp Part 10, Personal Development.
Okay, this is the entrance. Everyone, be on your guard.
Oh! Wow! What a dump!
It's a bit of a mess, but it is incredible what they've achieved here.
But it's not right, is it? This is a totally unauthorized structure. I mean, what are they even digging up in this mine? More bloody rocks? How many rocks does Marscorp need?
E.L. Hope, you are meddling with forces you cannot begin to comprehend. You have made a grave error coming here, and this place will be your, grave.
Alberic? Listen, I don't know what you're up to, but you are in violation of just so many Marscorp rules right now. Give yourselves up and we'll take you back for a fair trial.
Okay, I'm assuming you've just replied to what I said. This is a speaker system. There is no microphone. I can't hear you. Turn back now. You will not have another chance.
Well, I guess we'll be heading back then.
Not so fast. It's a bluff. They're scared. They know we can beat them, and we will. We should expect resistance, maybe booby traps and stuff, so absolutely no splitting up. The last thing we need is... Where the hell is Tom?
Over here! I found a systems terminal!
Oh,
and there's a promotional pamphlet for Site B! Huh, Rhesus has really had this all figured out!
Wow, this room is even worse!
According to my scanner, this place is giving off major creep vibes.
So what are we looking at, Tom?
According to the terminal, the base doesn't have any breaches, and basic life support is still functioning. Take your masks off. Preserve the oxygen in your tanks.
Without the mask on, this place isn't so bad. It's very spacious compared to the base.
Yes, it's rather nice in here, although there is a surprising amount of blood and semen on the walls.
Crikey! Look at that!
There's so much blood.
I think I'm going to be sick.
No bodies, though. What have those mad bastards been doing here?
I knew resources were bad, but I didn't think they were capable of this.
Oh, let's see. The mine is split into two sectors. Tower A is the residence suite, where you'll feel completely at home in our spacious quarters. Designed with bright, simple, and modern furnishings, and its short surface walk to work in Tower B. Ah, that's where the control room is located. If we can get there, we'll have access to all systems, and finding Albrecht, Baines, and Clay will be easy.
Great. All right, let's move.
Huh. Looks like this door is on emergency lockdown.
My scanner's showing a distinct lack of oxygen on the other side. Make sure your helmet's on secure, Hob.
Yes, thanks, Eric. All right, everyone, helmet's on.
Do you want me to double-check yours?
No! Tom, get that door open.
Yeah, shouldn't be too tricky to override.
Gasp! The airlock is open! All right, let's check it out. Keep your wits about you, folks.
Yeah! Tell them, Boss Hob.
Got a body here, people. Get down!
What the hell are you doing, you bloody idiot?
I'm protecting you.
From what? Space? Get off me!
Looks like Eric wants a ride on the hobby horse!
Fuck off, Baxter!
Oh, Mars! This dead guy went outside without a spacesuit on!
He's wearing shorts and sunglasses.
Why?
It looks like he was trying to get a tan. What the hell?
This guy was clearly suffering from what we in the medical department refer to as being a mental.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't know this man. How are we supposed to give him a eulogy then?
He must be one of Resources' followers.
Ugh, this is also unbearably mysterious.
All right, come on. It's a short surface walk to the next sector. Stay close and keep your eyes open for anything unusual.
Don't worry, Hob. I'm as sharp as a really sharp thing. Does anyone else hear that? Chip?
Daddy! Daddy!
that you?
Hello, Daddy.
Chip, what are you doing out here? You'll catch a cold.
Daddy,
I just wanted to tell you I can't wait to follow in your footsteps.
Your voice. Chip, what's happening to you? You look... Oh!
I want to learn from you, so I can return Mars Corp to the specifications of the manual.
Really? Oh, that makes me so happy! Come and give your daddy a hug!
Daddy?
Yes?
This is the best hug I've ever had.
Yes, it certainly doesn't hurt as much as usual.
I feel so safe in your arms.
I appreciate the hug, big guy. Feel free to stop whenever you're ready.
Yes, you're a good girl. Tom! Tom!
What? Huh?
Okay, this is weird.
What? Chip? Where's Chip?
Come on, let's get indoors as quickly as possible. Okay, helmets off, preserve your oxygen. Let's,
stay calm and keep moving.
Well, hang on! What was all that about? Tom, you went nuts out there.
Huh? What? Sorry, I thought I was somewhere else. I'm fine!
Clearly, you are not fine.
No, really, I'm okay!
Well, as head of science, it's obvious to me what's going on here. This place is haunted. Tom was clearly attacked by a ghost.
Well, no. It could be a virus. Or a poisonous gas. Something in the air.
Possibly, but it would be strange if it were an isolated case. Has anyone else been feeling weird?
Nope.
Not me.
Feeling
missed
fine.
Out on that one.
Miss Hobb?
Hmm? Oh, no, of course not. Okay, hopefully it won't happen again, so let's just focus on teamwork and, you know, move on.
Ah, this is the recreation centre. According to the pamphlet, employees can swim, play squash, ping pong and foosball, or work out in the fitness suite. The atmosphere is relaxed and friendly, and the multi-purpose sports hall accommodates most indoor team games.
Oh, what is that stench?
One of the worst things I've
smelled. Right, I'll smell.
Smells like another corpse.
Ah, yes, here we are.
Oh, dear. I can't take much more of this. Broken Vendibot, packets of crisps and Coke bottles everywhere, bloated corpse.
Did he eat himself to death?
Truly, he is more cheese puff than man now.
I've never seen anything like this.
It's a pickle, isn't it?
The mission is to capture resources. We have to move on.
Here's your breakfast. Couple of sausages, poached eggs, beans, toast, slightly burned. Just how you like it.
What? I'm on Mars, aren't I?
Not yet. We still have a couple of hours. Not sure what you want to do before you leave, but I've got a couple of ideas.
Is this a dream?
Don't be silly. You've just woken up.
Hob?
Gah!
You were saying we have to move on from...
Here. We have to move on from here. Let's go. Let's go.
I don't think you're well. Let me carry you.
I'm fine. We'll all be fine so long as we stick together, yeah? Go, team.
Hey, you know who's a great leader? Martin. Cool, level-headed.
Not like the Hobinator over here.
Man, she's really using control.
Is everyone okay?
Holy shareholders, what was that?
Ah, looks like resources rigged the door to explode.
Hob, we have a problem.
Now what?
The ceiling has collapsed. All the exits are on emergency lockdown. Rubble has blocked the main doorway. And Eric is still on the other side.
Guys? Guys, are you all right? Hob! Hob, my darling, are you okay? Say something!
Don't call me darling.
Oh, your voice. Never have sweeter vibrations hit my eardrum.
Eric, did you get hit on the head?
No, I'm fine.
What is it?
No, my ankle. I think it might be broken.
Oh, this is so lame.
How can this get any worse?
Hey, guys. Sounds like quite the party over here. Ooh, looks like we're trapped. Eric, just you and me. Trapped here. Together.
Tom, how do we get him out of there?
No,
don't bother. Don't bother, it'll take too long.
We're not just going to leave you here.
Oh, Hob, I know your heart wants to stay here with me.
Oh, Jesus.
But you must go on. The mission is the priority.
Eric is right. We should abandon him.
Well, don't abandon me.
All right, should we do your eulogy now to save time?
Oh, come on, man.
We'll be back for you, Eric, I promise. Okay, team, let's go.
And there's another corpse.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
This one has a recorder on him.
That's ominous.
Relax. This isn't the first time I've been trapped in an abandoned facility full of mysterious recorders, dead bodies, and booby traps.
Ah, that's right. You went to the World Factory, didn't you? And everyone came back alive? Right?
Okay, this is the end of the sector. Across the mine is the control tower. If we take the stairs down to ground level, we can simply walk across the floor of the mine and climb that ladder up the other side. Ha ha! Or we could cross that narrow walkway suspended 80 metres off the ground with no handrails.
Okay, everyone, onto the walkway.
Aww.
Eric's injured, and even worse, he's stuck with Baxter. We haven't got time to take the long route.
It'll be fine. Probably.
Holy showers. And it's a long way down.
It's okay. It's only 100 metres across. Eyes ahead and keep moving.
So, Miss Hobb, have you thought any more about what Eric said earlier? About going serious, I mean. I'm, asking for a friend.
Oh, I do not talk about my personal life with my employees, David. My relationship with Adam is none of your business.
Adam?
Huh? What did you...
Oh, my Mars. Look!
What is it, Dave?
The people. Hundreds of them. No, thousands. Tens of thousands. Come. They've come here to see me!
Dave?
He's off the deep end, guys.
Shh! Listen! Can you hear them chanting my name? Dave. 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 Dave! 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 Good to see you!
Baines.
Huh? What? Baines? What the... Where did my people go?
What are you doing? Where are the others?
Albrecht and Clay both agree that as the most leader-like member of Resources, I was to present you with this gift as a peace offering.
Uh-huh. That's a bomb, isn't it?
What kind of gift would that be? No, it's a calligraphy set.
Don't listen to him, Hob. It's probably not a calligraphy set. Poke him with your stick.
Okay. It's a bomb. A rather sensitive one, so no sudden moves. Just what are you up to? I mean, what is this place for? Well, it's a mine, dummy. We're digging... let's just say we're here to fulfill the prophecy and turn Mars into the paradise it's meant to be.
So what? You're taking over the terraforming department?
What? Terraforming? Oh, goodness, no. It's the benefactors, the original inhabitants of Mars. They came to us in a vision.
Oh, crap, he's insane.
They showed us a huge vault, hundreds of miles of floor space, filled with every item ever conceived, all organized and itemized. And outside the vault, a queue of people hundreds of miles long. As soon as they received their items, they walked straight back and rejoined the queue. A perfect circle of supply and demand.
Wow. Okay, well, obviously that'll never happen. Put the box down and come with me.
No, I have the power here. You're not in charge, Hob. In fact, you're going to work for us.
Hob, in my professional opinion, this chap needs a bit of blunt force trauma to the head.
As you've probably noticed, all the miners here have expired, which has made it a little tricky for us to operate the machinery.
Oh,
Why can't you do it yourselves?
We're not really hands-on kind of guys. We're more like motivators.
Last chance, Bane. Stop this madness. Hob, what's your plan here? I'm gonna rush him. I reckon we can take him.
I can totally hear you. We're all on the same frequency. You get that, right?
Hob, you're not thinking clearly. No, Jam. For the first time in my life, I am thinking clearly.
Did you just call me Jam? I'm pretty sure I mentioned this as a bomb.
Let's do this!
Hey you, where did you go? Down a rabbit hole?
Huh? Just look at it all.
Oh, I get it. You're doing that thing where you're only just starting to appreciate your home now that you're leaving. Well, enjoy it while you can, honey. This time tomorrow, you'll be on your way to Mars and you won't see this view for a whole year.
A year?
Listen, I know we joke a lot, but I'm really gonna miss you. I know this job is important to you and I'm 110% supportive. It's just... it's going to be tough being apart. I love you, Emily.
I know.
You know?
I mean, I love you too.
I wish we could stay here forever.
So do I.
Oh, Hob. My hobby, be brave. I know you want to be with me, but push on. Complete the mission. I'll wait for you. My love for you will be my support.
Whoa, Biggie! Doing some seriously pitiful talking to yourself there.
Hob, if we get out of this, I promise I'll never leave your side again.
Getting a bit weird there, big guy.
You are my son. My light.
Oh man, this is awful. I gotta get out of here.
When I think of your touch, warmth floods through my veins.
I won't this drill go any faster!
Though our bodies may be apart, I feel our spirits are always entwined as one. My love for you will set me free!
Eric, don't give up. Don't give up, Eric.
Hob?
You must be strong. For me, your one true love.
Yes. Yes, I'm coming to rescue you, Hob. For I know that you're out there, thinking about me. I'll find you, my darling. The light of your love shall guide my way.
Hob, wake up.
What? Jim, what happened? Where are the others?
Well, you, boldly charged at Baines, and then, he exploded. We got lucky, Hob. Landed on this nice heap of rocks. Tom and Joe have gone on to the control tower. I'm not sure where the others are. Hob, are you feeling all right? Have you had any moments? You didn't seem entirely with it up there.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm not all here.
Well, where else are you?
Do you see that?
What?
The light. It's coming from below. Come on, we'll take the lift down.
Hob, shouldn't we regroup? Hob?
Jim, if resources are down there, we've got them cornered. I won't let them get away.
Hob, this is a bad idea.
This whole area is some kind of excavation site. What? What is that light?
What light?
Coming from that pit.
But... I don't get it, Hob. What are they digging up?
Can't you see it? That! Whatever is giving off that light! My God, Jim! Jim, there's something down there. It's glowing, but I can't quite see what it...
Oh, I see it! You mean that big white rock thing? Yes, very pretty. What do you suppose it is?
I don't...
Guys, you're okay.
Dave, what are you doing down here?
Oh, nothing.
What have you got there?
This? Oh, it's a river gun. Just found it lying around. It fires 5-inch bolts. Pretty cool, huh?
And it's just like
mine.
Gah! Alberic!
You're harder to remove than I expected, Miss Orb. I thought your impetuous ways would have undone you by now. Seems you've been lucky.
Yes, but this is where your winning streak comes to an end. You see, we hold all the cards now.
My God, you guys are so deluded. What is that thing down there? What are you trying to do here?
We're digging up the source of the signal, of course. We must fulfill the prophecy and save Mars. And you're going to help us, aren't you?
Oh, you really think I'm going to help you, Alberic?
Hmm? Oh, no. I wasn't talking to you. Dave, would you be so kind?
What? Well, you have really lost the plot if you think...
Sorry, Hob.
Dave!
You and the resources, guys! Why?
Simple. We gave him what he wanted. While you tried to block his attempts to fulfill his commerce ambition, we helped him. For all your talk of teamwork, I have to say, Hob, you're not that good at working with others.
Dave! Are you serious? I gave you a chance. I let you be part of the team, helped you be more than an orange messenger. I trusted you.
I know, and cheers for all that. But these are the guys with the resources. I hope you understand. It's not personal.
What's happening down there?
It looks like everyone's just talking things through. This is a great day for diplomacy, Simon. Come on, let's go say hi.
Are you mad? I'm not going down there. We need to go up. To the control room! We need to... David, what are you doing? Where did you get that knife?
I'm tired, Simon. I'm tired of pretending to be something I'm not.
Wait. What are you saying?
You were right all along, Simon. You were the only one to see it. I fooled Hob. I fooled all of Mars Corp. But you... You always saw through me, Simon.
Yes, I knew it! I knew it, you're totally evil, aren't you? Ever since you got out of the penitentiary, you've been plotting your revenge.
Yes, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Oh, yes, there is!
Yes, this is the control room. Ah, Eric!
What are you doing here? I thought you were trapped with Baxter.
Baxter left me to die, but I managed to crawl my way here thanks to my great upper body strength and outstanding cardio ability. I had to survive. Hob came to me in a vision.
Wait, so you're seeing them now? Great, so we're all going mad.
No, this was different. This was special.
Uh-huh.
She told me to... Wait, where is Hob? Why isn't she with you?
We got split up. Jim's going to bring her to the control room.
I'll get this terminal online. See where they are. Okay! There's David and Simon, still on the walkway. They're hugging or fighting or something. I don't care. Can't see Hob and Jim or...
If Hob's in trouble...
Oh, shut up! It's Hob. She'll be fine. It's the rest of us I'm worried about.
Look! There they are! There's Hob and Jim. They're with... Albrecht and Clay.
No!
Is that Dave? Why is he standing with... Uh-oh.
You see? I always said, never trust an orange.
Won't be long now, Hob. Once we extract the source of the signal from the pit, the benefactors shall be revealed to you as they were to us. You'll see. Now, how do you want to do this? If you choose to behave yourself, we might not have to obliterate you.
Oh, please.
Hob, come on. Don't do anything rash. You can't find your way out of this one.
Dave, I hope you get hit by an asteroid.
Aw, I always knew you were treacherous.
Enough with the meanness. Really, so negative. Dave, start the grabber. Let's get this thing out of the ground.
That's it. Over there. I say, that is splendid maneuvering. You're facing the wrong way now. What are you doing? Hey!
Let me go! Put me down!
What is the meaning of this?
Dave,
Sorry for the scare, Hob.
Release him from that claw at once! We have a deal, remember? You murder your friends and we give you stuff to sell!
Yeah, that was a really bad sales pitch. Seriously, Alberic, why can't I go into business with guys wearing hooded robes?
You wonderful, loyal bastard! You're finished, Alberic. Drop the gun, or we'll drop clay into the pit.
Dave, you treacherous little turd! Ah, fine.
I always knew we could trust you. Hey, I'm Honest Dave. Well, apart from that little bit of treachery just there. Right, let's get these two back to base. Just need to put clay down. I think it's this button.
Hurry it up, stupid...
My bad!
You squashed him!
Oh, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen!
I didn't mean to! I'm so sorry! Look out! Alberic's going for the gun!
I'll grab him!
No, wait!
Oh no! Oh no!
Jim, look out! The claw!
My leg! No!
Jim! Oh god!
Balls! You cannot stop the inevitable!
Damn it! Dave, your river gun! Shoot Alberic! He's getting away!
What? I don't know how to use this thing!
Give me that! Go and help Jim! I'm going after Alberic!
Oh, Hob! Oh! It's too dangerous! You can't do this on your own!
Pretty sure I can, actually. I'll meet you at the control tower. All right. It's just me and Alberic now. All I have to do is stay focused and... Nope, just keep it together, Hob. You're a lion. You can do this. I just have to stop Alberic and bury this thing somehow. Whatever it is, I have to bury it and stop these visions. Okay, I can do this. Never again. I'll never see the visions of Earth again. My old life. It's gone forever.
It's not gone, honey. It's right here. Look.
No. No. Stop! Alberic!
That's quite enough, Miss Hob. The silliness ends now. Say goodbye to...
Back off.
Oh, so now you have a rivet gun. Well, doesn't this make things spicy?
It's over, Alberic. Drop the gun and come with me.
You can't stop me, Hob. Don't you realize what this is? It's a battle between good and evil, between order and chaos. Don't you even know what's down there, Hob?
Some kind of big white rock?
It's their gift to us, Hob. I've seen them. The benefactors, the beings who built it. They lived on Mars long ago. They brought us here. They guided us to the spot. They want us to dig it up.
You're hallucinating, same as me.
No. They show you what you need to see. I want you to stop indulging in memories and start searching for the truth. It shall be revealed to you.
You've lost, Alberic. You've got no minions, no associates. We're both low on oxygen and no one's coming to help. Face it, you've got nothing.
Not quite. I've still got this rivet gun.
Yep, and I've still got mine.
So, for all the planning and scheming, it simply comes down to two people with guns. How uninspired.
Are you actually really into this whole maniacal villain thing, or is it all just an act? This is all what? Play pretend?
Guys! I found her! Listen! That's Hob's mic!
Hob?
Shh! Tom! Joe! Eric! It's us!
Shh!
Well, fuck you!
There's no way you're getting out of this. If I have to die to stop you, then I will, because I...
That's it. I'm not going to hang around here while she risks her life. I'm going down there to save her.
Since when has Hob needed saving?
Shut up!
You know, Alberic, if we both die, I still win.
Only one of us is going to die, Hob. I have been chosen. I
am destined to save Mars Corp, Hope. I shall deliver it from chaos and transform it into a shining utopia. I am the great Alberic P. Copperbottom, head of resources, and soon to be ruler of Mars. Finally, there will be absolute order, a brighter future for all.
Alberic's dead.
Hob! Can you hear her? We're at the control tower! Hob? Hob, are you okay?
He ran out of oxygen. Literally talked himself to death. Here's to Alberic and to...
Hob? Talk to me. Are you injured? You don't sound well.
Cool, I'm fine. Fine. Just a bit sleepy. Just let me sit down for a bit.
Hob! What are you doing? Stay with us, Hob. You've got...
This feels so nice. The sun on my face, the breeze, the cool water. Strange, I feel like I haven't felt any of this for so long.
Yeah, I wish it could be this way forever.
Well, maybe it can.
What do you mean?
I don't want to go to Mars, Adam. There's nothing for me there. I want to stay here with you. I'm worried if I go, I'll never see you again.
Don't be silly. I'll wait for you. I'll be right here.
What if something goes wrong? What if I can't come back?
What could go wrong on Mars? It's just a bit of nerves. They'll put you in that nice, comfortable pod, and in the blink of an eye, you'll wake up on Mars. You'll still be able to speak to me on Earth anytime you like.
No, no, Adam, I don't want to go. Adam, I don't!
It's only a year. I'll see you when you get back in 2072.
You don't understand. It's all wrong. It all goes horribly wrong. I won't come back. I don't want to go. I want to stay. Can I just stay? I won't go. I'll stay here with you. I won't go to Mars. Please.
Hob. Hob. She's not responding.
She's lost it again. The visions have affected her way more than us.
What are we going to do? Why is she just sitting on the ground?
There's nothing we can do.
She doesn't have enough air to make it back.
You just don't care. I do. Hob! Wake up! Wake up! Hob!
Are we sure we should do this?
You just want to leave her out there, hallucinating, dying.
Jim, she's out of oxygen.
Maybe it's better this way. At least her last moments might be happy ones.
This is wrong. Hob wouldn't want to be stuck in some fantasy. She'd want to fight.
Eric, this is selfish. I know you want to help, but doing nothing is the kindest thing. She's gone. Let her die happy.
She's the Earthling who saved Mars. Be proud of her.
Goodbye, Hob.
Going down. Isn't this nice, Adam?
I know, but it's time to go.
Hmm?
You've got to get up. You don't want to be late, do you? Come on. Up! Get up!
No. No. I've made up my mind, Adam. I'm going to stay right here with you. This is the happy ending I thought I'd never get.
Oh, honey. This isn't the end.
Sure it is.
You should probably get up, Miss Hob.
Don't call me Hob. I'm not your boss.
I'm on Mars! I can't breathe! I can't
breather!
Easy, Miss Hall!
David! What's happening? Why can't I breathe?
Just stay still.
What?
Let me take a moment.
What's happening? What are you doing? David! Please! What the? I can breathe! What happened?
Your oxygen ran out. I took the liberty of fitting you with a new tank.
David! Where did you get a new... Where's Simon?
Alas, Simon didn't make it.
Simon is gone?
I'm afraid so.
Damn! Wait! You! You will be the new head of the science department, David.
Me?
It's what Simon would have wanted.
Yes, of course. So, what shall we do about that thing? Do you want me to use that digger to bury it? Hopefully make those pesky hallucinations go away. What do you think?
Do it.
Hob, I think I speak for everyone. I say, great job! High five? No? Well, it's there if you want it.
Easy, Jim. Wasn't exactly a picnic.
Yeah, shame about Simon's expiration and all the people already at Site B. All in all, quite a traumatic experience.
Yes!
Yeah. Be interesting to see who takes over resources now as well.
Yeah? All I care about is we got our hobby back safe and well. David, thank you so much for saving her. Hob, I can't believe how close I came to losing you. Do you remember what we talked about earlier? Are you ready to change your status from having fun? Hob? Hob, what do you think? Hob? 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 Hob?
Wait a minute. Where's Baxter?
MarsCorp Part 10, Personal Development. Written, produced, and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Dowling. Starring Helen Watkinson, Matthew Woodcock, Robert Benedetti Hall, Max Stern, Max Upton, Mark Keegan, James Naylor, John Day, Susanna Gordon, Emma Sterling, David Price, David Knight, Tom Dowling, and Ailsa Dowling. Music by John Day, Ben Osborne, and Johnny Fithian. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. You can support Mars Corp by rating it on iTunes or wherever you got it from. It takes less than a minute to do, and it really helps the show reach more people. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is order. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.